Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know, I was going to start with Trump and the Electoral College and break it down because the real vote is happening today, if you will. And I'm going to get to that, and it'll be in a few minutes. I want to talk about what's going on around the world. First, you've had what took place tonight at an art gallery with the ambassador of Russia, the ambassador of Russia in Turkey. Here he is. He's the Turkish ambassador for Russia, representing Russia there. He is gunned down by a gunman screaming and yelling, Allahu Akbar, and Mohammed has given him the rights to command jihad and say, if you're going to kill us over in Aleppo, we're going to kill you here. So I think we know where that one was going from. And then on top of that, now you've got what took place in a small little suburb in Berlin at a Christmas market. And know this, in Europe, most of the stores close at 6 o'clock at night. They don't have like we do where everything's open late, except in December for several, you know, the run-up to Christmas and a couple days during the weeks in the run-up to Christmas. The big stores and the markets will open up, and they'll stay open later than usual. Tonight, a what they call a lorry or a 18-wheeler, what we call a big 18-wheeler here, smashed into a group of people that were shopping, killing so far 9 confirmed dead, 50 injured. And yes, of course, terror is the suspect here. Merry Christmas, right? I mean, Merry Christmas. This is what it is. Before you freak out, before you run and do what we do here and turn this into something, look, it is what it is. It's a horrible situation, but the Western part of Europe is dealing with this now. And this is something that Trump will point at and he will talk about. And he's right to do so. The culture clash is coming and Europe is finding it out right now. Let me tell you something. Merkel is going to have trouble getting reelected. And the reason isn't because of her financial policies, isn't because of the way she's handled the economy or the issues with certain situations as far as other parts of the world when it comes to defense and things of that nature. The issue is she has gotten to the point now where she has been seen as this. She wanted to be seen as this great liberator of the oppressed and helping the people that were stranded elsewhere, showing that she had a huge heart and the Germans had changed and the humanity. But all she has done is she's invited the cobra into the nest in a lot of ways. And while there may only be one cobra out of every 100 or 200 snakes that she's invited into the nest, that one cobra pisses everybody off. And that's what's happening over there. People are pissed. They're angry. The rise of nationalism is huge. And it's getting bigger. Denmark, Belgium, France, Great Britain. You're seeing the rise of people who are what? They're over this. First and foremost, and I just said it, I just did a quick live stream. You can check it out. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. First and foremost, let me tell you something. What they have done to us is brilliant. They've used political correctness in a way to slowly but surely come into our country and to demand little things here and there, and they start to ramp this up. And what we're finding now is people are pushing back. People want to be proud of who they are and where they're from. They want to be proud of being an American. They want to be proud of being German. They want to be proud of being French. They want to be proud of being English. They want to feel this without having to feel like if you have if you've got the three lions on your chest, that's the British there. That's the rose. You get the rose, the three lions on your chest. If you've got the stars and stripes on your chest, if you've got the German flag, that you shouldn't feel like, oh my gosh, I better hide this because I'm gonna hurt somebody's feelings. I'm gonna hurt somebody's feelings. The rise of nationalism is coming because we're being told all the time. I mean, this year in Germany, another one of those things where what? They're telling kids you can't celebrate Christmas the way you have because it'll offend other kids that have come here from other cultures. And unlike us, who've had a 25-year ramp-up of political correctness, Germany's dealing with it overnight. So you can imagine how pissed these people are getting. And they have every right to. I am proud to be an American. This is a culture clash, and a religion clash. The clash of an ideology that they have twisted and a clash of cultures. We aren't the same when it comes to our culture. We're not. They believe in different things. The difference is, as we invite people into our country, as people come here to escape certain things, they must realize they're doing so, and they're coming into somebody else's home. And they're demanding that other people inside the home change their ways. It's okay to be accommodating to a certain extent. But when you start telling everybody, when you're the accommodator, I'm accommodating everybody, and now all of a sudden you're being told you need to do more, that's where people get pissed. That's where people get angry. And they have every right to be pissed and angry. They have every right to. This is a culture clash, plain and simple. Religion and ideology plays a part of this, don't get me wrong. An ideology that has been twisted. But these guys are thugs and they're criminals and they're evil. Some of them are ginning people up to pretend to be freedom fighters, while other people are just doing what they're doing to make themselves as powerful as possible, kill as many people because they are thugs. But they use the religion as a way to twist it to get people involved. But even without that, the culture clash is real. The culture clash is real. It's horrible what took place tonight. Won't be the last time we talk about it. Not going to be the last time. We will talk about this again. We'll talk about it over, and we'll talk about it over. This is the new norm-ish for the West. I'm honest. If you ask me the truth, I'm honest it doesn't happen more. I really am. I'm surprised that it doesn't happen more. I'm honest to myself that I think it should happen more. But in truth, it doesn't. It doesn't. Why it doesn't, I don't know. Some of it, I'm sure, is the way that Homeland Security and MI6 and Interpol and all these, they do the things that they do. I noticed tonight, while all this was going on tonight, what you didn't hear is there was a large raid in Belgium. Again, of more terrorists, Islamic terrorists. But I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. Thank God it doesn't. But this is the culture clash. And I don't think politicians are seeing what's coming to them. And what's coming to them is something, it's once again, it's what took place with Hillary, how she misjudged everything. I think politicians around the world are misjudging the anger that even social moderates and even social progressives in some countries are feeling towards the way that they're being treated in their own home. And that's the stuff that's insane. Is they're not recognizing what's taking place. To see what happened in Berlin tonight, while it's shocking, again, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. 9 dead, 50 injured. By the time all is said and done, who knows how many will be dead? And we'll find out more. I saw today. I mean, there is this ambassador, the Russian ambassador in Turkey, talking at an art gallery, standing in front of a microphone and a podium. And boom, 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 boom. He gets capped from behind. And he dies. Surprised things like this don't happen more. Culture clash. This is what it is. It's a culture clash as much as anything else. We have our culture in this country, and I love our culture. I love baseball. I love apple pie. I love being an American, and I welcome people that want to come here and do it absolutely right and get behind the American dream and love it as much as I do. And many times, 99 times out of 100, they do that. But we've got to be wary. We have to understand that while we may want to invite people into our homes, we might want to tell people we're glad to have you here, but you're here for this reason because your country has failed you and you see this as an opportunity in your life. And because of that, you need to grab onto this and you need to, look, you can worship who you want to worship. You can live how you want to live. The difference is stop telling me that I have to change my life so you can live how you live. Culture clash. Western Europe is feeling it and they're going to continue to feel it. Big time. We'll see how Trump deals with this and how he deals with the rest of the Western European leaders moving forward. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, simple and easy, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And, of course, check us out across all of our social medias, including Instagram. The little one, the prince, is here. Jack is running around the building doing something. He's been getting cake all day. I think he's had two pieces of cake. He has had about three cookies. He's had McDonald's. He had Jack in a Box for breakfast and numerous snacks throughout the day. Boy, yeah, it's going to be a long, wired night. Crazy. Trump is official. Kind of already was, but he's official now. Chad Benson Show.
Now, let's get this party started.
Obviously.
I feel exactly the same way, but the opposite.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, so the progressives, the liberals, the Democrats, whatever you want to call people, I just call them Americans, but if you want to put a label on them, they spent a ton of money. They whine, bitch, and moan since November 5th. They continued to push the envelope, hoping and praying and praying and hoping, running PSAs, spending all kinds of times trying to get to the hearts and minds of all the Electoral College voters there and saying to themselves, you must do what's right for America. Flip the script. Martin Sheen and Loretta Swit and all these people, Deborah Messing and everybody doing this video last week where they implore the people, implore them, please. You don't have, we don't care who you vote for, but you, this demigod, you can't vote for this cat. This character's no go. For all of that. More people jump ship from Hillary than Trump. It is official, as far as getting that 270. Texas finally put him over today. You know, November 8th, when all was said and done. Boom, over and done. That's it. But we had to wait, right? Like, this is the day we had to wait. It happened. Not finished yet, but it doesn't matter at this point in time. He's over the 270 mark, so he won. More people have jumped ship from Hillary so far than from him. There you go. That's it. Man, what are they going to do? You have 4 years of this. It might be a bit much, but I'm curious. I was talking to my uncle. We had our Christmas party over the weekend, and I was talking to my uncle who's there. And if you've never seen me, I'll post a picture of my uncle and I. My uncle and I, we don't look anything alike. He's one of my best friends in the whole wide world. I love him to death. And he's about a 6'2", large, enormous Mexican guy. And I love him to death, but he loves Trump, and he wears his Trump shirt places, and people flip out of his Trump shirt. They freak out when they see his Trump shirt. And it's hilarious. Just to add it, he goes, that's why I wear it. That's why I wear it. I wear it because, first of all, I goes, I like Trump better than I like Hillary. But secondly, I wear it because his wife says, just to beg him not to wear it places because she knows it's going to cause an argument with people. Like when I saw Hillary stickers, I never once walked up to somebody and said something to him. I saw a picture of the website with me eating cake on front of it and my son and I on the front of it. But the Chad Benson Show website, ChadBensonShow.com. But I've never once walked up to somebody and said to them, why are you wearing that Hillary shirt? That's offensive. I've never done that. I've never. But I guess that's what people feel the need to, like, this is the thing about the left sometimes drives me crazy. You feel the need to tell me your thoughts. All the time when it comes to if I'm out somewhere or if, you know, if we're talking, you only want to hear what you have to say. You feel the need that you have the right. I have the right to say, I think you're an idiot for wearing that shirt. No, I don't care what you have to say. I don't care about any of the things that you believe in. I have the right to say it. He won today. So there we go. So we move on from this. Again, California, it's funny. There's a great article in MarketWatch about California and why the Electoral College actually works. He won more states, and you take away California alone, he wins the popular vote by almost 2 million. They didn't want one part or one region of the country to influence everybody. And it's funny because California and New York still all think that they have the best way to run a country. Like, we are the smartest people in the world. If you live in, you know, North Dakota, if you live in Minnesota, if you live in Wyoming, if you live in Kansas, you're not as smart as Californians, is the way they think. Because you don't have arts like we have arts. You don't have access to stuff like we have access. We have snow and we have the sand. We have all of this stuff. We are therefore smarter than you. Look at the way we run our states. How brilliant they are. It's a great article. I'll post it at the Facebook page. But it's a really good article. You should check it out. It's very interesting. Just the way that you know, they talk about the fact that this is really why the Electoral College was set up. It wasn't just so we wouldn't want an idiot. We just want one part of the country influencing how the entire country operates. I know people are pissed off about, oh, he didn't win the popular vote. But this is what it was set up. The rules were the rules, and he followed the rules. She was more worried about her reputation. She was more worried about raising money and looking the part, and less worried about winning. There's a great saying, would you rather be right or would you rather be rich? I know a lot of people out there would love to be right. I'll take the rich part all day. You're right. That's fantastic. Now, if you could please move so I can drive my Ferrari away, have fun taking the bus. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423. College football, college sports, all kinds of stuff happening there. And it's not all good. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. It was hilarious. And the left makes me laugh. Fiona Apple, who apparently is still alive and performing, told Donald Trump at a benefit, that Standing Rock benefit concert, to F you. Okay, so think about what has Scott Baio got attacked by the drummer's wife from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, right? I mean, you know, it's insane. Could you imagine, like, Ted Nugent, the minute he does something and says something stupid, everybody destroys him. But it's okay to say this to Donald Trump. Because this over here, he's not a protected species. He's not. He's not a protected species. So you could say what you want, apparently, to him. But over here, if you say anything about Obama, whoa, 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 you can't do that. Oh, no, 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 no. Fiona, it was good to see she's not dead. Man, she was horrible. Her career is dead. She's pretty horrible. You're right, Phil. She's pretty horrible. College football has had some issues. I think college sports in general has had some issues. You know, it's so weird when you talk about college sports because, you know, there's always this fight. Do we pay players? Do not pay players? And you've got all of these things. But one of the things that we've noticed over the last umpteen months and even umpteen years is there seems to be preferential treatment and a real group thing among athletes in the way that they treat women, and in some places, minorities. And over the last month or so, you've seen the Harvard soccer team completely done with, right? Their season ended because of this list they had that was about, you know, rating the female soccer players coming in. And it had been out there for a couple of years, but just somebody then found it and boom. Then you've got Washington University, right? So and St. Louis, Washington University St. Louis suspended their soccer indefinitely for sexually explicit comments and other inappropriate behavior towards the women's soccer team. You've got the Princeton swim team suspended for racist and misogynistic emails. It's what is going on? Right? What is going on? Then, right, then you have what? You have the Minnesota football team that was threatening not to play their bowl game because, and they're playing at the Holiday Bowl on December 27th, because 10 players are suspended for misconduct stemming from sexual assault allegations. Now, they have since said that they're going to play and that they have spoken to the dean and the head of the university, and they feel that the players are going to get at least a fair hearing. But what's going on? I mean, what's happening in our society that men think this is cool? First and foremost, let me explain to you. Men think naughty things about women all the time. Unless you're gay, then you don't, but you may think it about other men, right? You may think that guy's hot if you're gay. Girls think guys are hot. Girls will say stuff. The difference is girls aren't idiots and don't put it in writing. That's just it. Look, being a 17, 18, 19-year-old, what do you expect from men? Just because somebody says that girl's got a hot ass doesn't mean he's going to go rape her. He's not being misogynistic. He's being a 17, 18-year-old. Well, Chad, there's no excuse for that. Slow your roll. We have all been 17, 18, 19, 20. I have news for you. I turn 46 tomorrow. If I see a pretty girl, I think, oh, she's hot. Does it mean I'm going to run over and rape her? No, because that's not going to happen. It's not. You taking away something isn't going to fix the problem. Explaining to them why you're taking it away isn't going to fix the problem, because all you've done now is piss them off. There's no excuse for being idiotic and stupid and doing something like sexual assault or anything. There's no excuse for that. But you're trying to quell, which is what nature is to a 17, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old boy, man, early man. You're trying to tell them, don't feel that. That doesn't happen. Men feel the way they feel. Again, I turn 46 tomorrow. I don't feel any different. I may be more mature about it, but I'm still a red-blooded American who likes pretty women. What's wrong with that? The insanity of it all. And again, notice that a lot of this is happening where? On college campuses, where they're hyper vigilant because they feel that one out of four women there are sexually assaulted. Again, I think that number is ridiculous. If I had a daughter, I would never send her to college if the chances of her being sexually assaulted were one out of four. Tell me this today. If you knew going to work today that you had a 25% chance every day you went to work of being sexually assaulted, you know what you wouldn't do? You'd never go to work. You just wouldn't. Not that things don't happen, because we all know they do. But at the same time, let's be real. But men have thought like this for centuries. Since day one, right? There's Adam. Ooga, ooga. Hey, bite of an apple? Hell yeah, I'll take a bite of that apple. You got some nice looking apple. Boom. Come on. We're men. Stop trying. You know what? We are trying to take away so much of being a little boy from Jump Street. I see the way Jack is. You know? I mean, from playing cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians and all those kind of things to, you know, what they're trying to do now, where everybody's hypersensitive about everything. And yes, what they said and what they've probably put in there. And again, I haven't seen much of it. A rating system. They rate these girls from 1 to 10. You know who that's for, honestly? Here's something funny. I'll tell you this. You know who's sad about that? If all the girls were rated 10, nobody would say anything. It's the girls that are rated 4. We feel sorry about that. You shouldn't have a rating system at all. Why, if they were all rated 10, none of you guys would say anything. Right? Well, if we all thought you were all beautiful, nobody would care. But because one maybe isn't, and somebody said something, come on. It's life. Yes, yes, we need to be honest about some of these things that men are stupid. Men think with, something else usually than their head. Let's all be real about that. But also, let's be real that you're dealing with young men who are away from home for the first time, who are just full of testosterone and freedom and excitement, and they're not all bad people. They're not all misogynist. They're not all people that are going to go out there and just rape everything that moves. But they get demonized like that. And I'm here to protect and say, look, you know what? Yes, are there some asshats out there? Absolutely. But you know what? There's some women out there that are horrible too, but we can't talk about that because they're women. And again, they're a protected species, which I don't find that to be. Sorry. You want equality? We'll give it across the board. If you don't think women talk like this, you're fooling yourself. Do they put it into a piece of paper or in a diary, or do they put it on the internet with their friends? Probably not. But I tell you what, I see a lot of stuff and I hear a lot of stuff. I go on my Facebook page and see some things that women say back and forth to each other about their boyfriends or their husbands, things of this. Don't tell me they don't. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. But I sit here and I say, okay. But this is what's going to happen now. And you have to be just completely, I mean, you literally have to CYA yourself in every way, shape, or form. When you're in college now, I wouldn't date somebody that went to college if I was in college. You would have to not be in school. Because in school, you're going to get some wacky ideas. Outside of school, you're probably living the norm. It's crazy. I myself, I'm sitting here scratching my head and thinking, what do they expect that 18-year-old boys? And the funny thing is, you've got a 52-year-old man who's heading the college as if he's never had. He's never looked at a girl on campus, and he's lying to himself because, you know, professors, they sleep with co-eds all the time, right? You don't think a professor up there of liberal arts doesn't see some hot girl walking in and think, ooh, she's pretty, and I'll dazzle her with my sweet sweater and the fact that I have always been in academia my entire life. You don't think that's true? It's absolutely true. But we demonize the 17-year-old, the 18-year-old, the 19-year-old. What we don't demonize is the professor or the person up there. Somebody's got to stand up one day and say, you know what? They're just kids. And yes, they'll do stupid things, but we'll all move on. And we're sorry Sally was only rated a 6. Maybe Sally's only a 6. Maybe she's got a heart of gold, but a body of a 6. And a face of a 4. Butterface. Chad, you're a jerk.
Did she get a participation trophy?
She did get a participation trophy. She did. She got a ribbon. Hey, guess what? It's the new year. It is. Almost. And you're looking for, you're scrambling right now. Like, man, I got to find some Christmas presents. I got to do something. And I got to do something. Chad, help me out. I'm going to help you out right now. Whether it's for yourself or for somebody else. Time to give yourself the gift of health this year. Super Beach. You've heard me talk about it for a while now. It's my go-to drink when I need it, especially if I'm feeling sluggish or tired. And I need to get on top of my game. This is it. I drink Super Beach in the morning for an energy boost. Sometimes in the afternoon, if I'm lagging a little bit, I take Super Beach. One scoop right in some water, maybe a smoothie, even some yogurt, and away I go within 20 minutes. The energy, the stamina, it's right there. And if I still haven't convinced you yet, which you know I have and you've been thinking about, again, this is the greatest gift. How about this? We got a great holiday offer just for you. As always, my listeners get a 30-day supply of Super Beats, absolutely free with your first order. Plus, the free book, Beat the Odds, and all this comes to you with free shipping. But this holiday season, you're going to get a month's supply of Nutrient Foundation, the unique daily multivitamin specifically designed to work with Super Beats and packed with 24 essential nutrients for daily cardiovascular support. That's almost $100 in free gift because, again, we're giving you the gift of health. And if you're worried about taste, Phil, should they worry about taste?
They should absolutely not worry about taste. It tastes fantastic. I hate beets. I really stopped drinking coffee altogether, and I just rely on Super Beats to take it twice a day, feel the energy. Even Friday night, we had our office Christmas party. Let's just say I was a little dragging on Saturday, had some Super Beats, felt better after about 20 minutes. It tastes great, and it makes you feel really good.
It does. Simple as that, kids. And remember, it's guaranteed your money back. Go to ChadBeats.com, that's ChadBeats.com, or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. It works big time, tastes great, energy, stamina. Give the gift of health this Christmas season. Go to ChadBeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Tell them Chad sent you. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm already hooked.
And we're just getting started.
Whoop-dee-doo!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
I did not see Rogue One this weekend, but no surprise here. $155 million, $290 million worldwide, and everybody I've talked to that has seen it has loved it. Has absolutely loved it. I'm debating on whether or not to take Jack. It is a debate. Anthony's saying no. I talked to his mom about it. I'm debating on whether or not to do it. It's funny. He doesn't mind live action stuff that's kind of scary or you think would be scary, but he's not a big fan of scary cartoons. I find that bizarre. Maybe it's his imagination. So I don't know. That's a ton of money, though. Budget was $200 million. They've made back their budget. Plus $90 million, and if you figure the budget, usually it's about half of as far as their marketing, but you could probably put it at $200 million. They're on their way to making some money. I think it was a good investment. If you're Disney and you bought for $4 billion all of this stuff from Lucas, that's a hell of an investment, right? I mean, what an investment. I wonder if Lucas is kicking himself now, because I just don't think he wanted to anymore. I think he wanted to do it. CNN's Angela Rye has documented her TSA pat-down at Dallas, Fort Worth, and Detroit, including her viral video, saying that, you know what? You don't have to vagina chop me, is what she essentially said. Apparently, she was randomly selected for extra screening. She said, the TSA agent told me to spread my legs, interested to know why I needed to open my legs further. Then a yellow feet imprints, I required that the footprints were for then. She insisted that my floor-length dress would stop flowing if my legs were spread further apart. I shrugged with a girl, I guess, kind of difference. What happened next was unbelievable. The backscatter machine altered my right leg, boots, three areas near my vagina, and I think somewhere on my back. This is what you want, right? I mean, again, this is what we want. We want to make sure that we focus on the people, everybody. Again, Grandma Gums is over there. She's 97 years old. She can't see. She's going home for her final Christmas and to her resting place. The family's traveling with her. She has got a diaper. She can barely walk. But what we're going to do is we're going to strip search her because she may be the missing key and link between Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and what may take place 37,000 feet in the air. She may be it. Meanwhile, the eight Pakistani men with blowtorches, shotguns, wander through aimlessly because don't look at them because we don't want to be considered racist.
That would be profiling.
It's funny how the CIA and the FBI have profilers, but we're not actually allowed to profile, but they have profilers. It's funny. And to this day, I will say this over and over again. First of all, the TSA is there merely to make you kind of feel good, but anymore it's just an annoyance. But that's it. I mean, they don't, 90% of the stuff they try to get through, they get through. So they're not really stopping anything. Having somebody on the plane that could potentially stop something is one thing. But if you want to really get serious about it, I want to know who's underneath putting stuff on a plane. That's what I want to know. That is what I want to know. Who's underneath that's making 12 bucks an hour, that's been radicalized, that wants to take down an airplane? Those things I want to know. Where did this plane originate from, and how much of this stuff is still on this plane going to another destination? That's what I want to know. Did it come from Frankfurt? I'd like to know that. Did it go from Cairo to Frankfurt to wherever, and then it's taking off from LAX and flying to New York? Those things matter. Getting your hoo-ha grabbed is silly. Unless, of course, you like. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Check out ChadBensonShow.com for all your cool stuff. Best links around. And, of course, the podcast as well. And you can text me, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.